Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Oz.
Thank you for joining me today. We're especially lucky today to have Amy Maddle with us. She's not only a registered dietary nutritionist, but she has gone far beyond McDonald's and hospital foods. She's had a very unique story to tell that has made her a counselor to some very important people in our neck of the woods. Amy, thanks for being with us today.
Hi, Dr. Abel. Thanks for having me.
Well, can you tell us a little about your background and nutritional revelations?
Of course. I'm an integrative registered dietitian nutritionist, and I believe in the functional medicine approach to health and wellness. And I think my passion started at the University of Delaware, where I was just fascinated with how certain foods affected the body and affected behavior. So I became a registered dietitian nutritionist in 1997, graduating from the University of Delaware. And I started my career as a hospital dietitian at Chestnut Hill Hospital in Philadelphia. I enjoyed what I did, and I moved on down to Baltimore in 1998, and then continued working as a hospital dietitian in the Upper Chesapeake Health System, seeing pediatric and adult inpatients with a broad range of conditions and disease states. And I left the working world in 2005 to have three children, which are now 10, 8, and 6. And I think I really realized how important nutrition would be for me and my family when we realized that our son Ryan was on the autism spectrum. And with nutrition being my background, I did what I do best, which is help people through nutrition. So I put my son Ryan on a gluten-free, casein-free diet when he was about 3 and a half, and I saw amazing results with his behavior. And when I knew at that moment that I wanted to go back to work into private practice in order to help other families realize how important nutrition could be, you know, for their kids or for their parents or for their brothers and sisters. So that's what I'm doing now. I opened up my own private practice in Doylestown, where I truly do love helping people utilize food as medicine in order to feel healthy and to feel well. So I see a number of different types of people in my practice. I see kids on the autism spectrum disorder. That's very near and dear to my heart because of our son. I see kids with ADD and ADHD, kids with food allergies. I see adults with autoimmune conditions. I truly enjoy helping women with autoimmune conditions, anybody with digestive disorders and food sensitivities, and honestly, anybody that just wants to feel good.
That is great. You know, it's interesting. The Animals sang a song. There is a house in New Orleans, and it says, "Mother, don't let your children," etc. And we have rotted developing countries with the amount of sugar we eat. And I'm sure when you look at foods you do and don't recommend, that you look at food with sugary foods and high glycemic content with
absolutely
a discerning eye.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there's...
What are the most trustworthy food sources that you recommend in general,
well,
across the board?
Sure. I mean, I recommend local organic food, and here's why. First off, it's healthier for you. When you get the organic label, you're not going to be getting any herbicides, any pesticides, any antibiotics, any artificial hormones, and recently, quite importantly, no genetically modified ingredients. I mean, minimizing your exposure to all the toxins I just mentioned can really reduce your risk of cancer and a number of other health problems. I mean, studies have shown recently that exposure to organophosphate, which I'm sure you know what that is, but it's a typical pesticide, you know, in the womb has been correlated with lower IQ scores in children. And children fed organic diets have been shown to have fewer pesticides circulating in their bodies. There are other benefits to organic food. They've been shown to have higher levels of beneficial nutrients, such as antioxidants and omega-3 fatty acids. And I'll give you an example. Organic milk, 62% more omega fatty acids than conventional milk. organic crops have higher levels of cancer-fighting antioxidants like flavonoids and anthocyanins. So by switching to organic fruits and vegetables, a 2014 analysis showed that it gives us the same benefits as actually having one or two more portions of the recommended five a day simply because of the higher nutrient content. So buying and eating organic, isn't that incredible? Mm-hmm. It's a no-brainer. Just on that information alone, it's a no-brainer.
But I'm sorry you don't feel passionate about your field.
I'm sure you can tell that this means nothing to me, right? I mean, this is what I live this every day, you know, with my children and with the clients that I want to help, is just showing them the way, you know, because once you give them the facts, it's obvious. I mean, especially now with all the genetically modified ingredients out there, organic farmers do not use GMO seeds. They don't use GMO plants or animal feeds and organic foods that contain GMO ingredients. And why is this so crucial? It's because the safety of GMOs for human consumption has not been assured at all. There have been dozens of studies that show that GMO foods have negative health effects, including stomach lesions in mammals that ate genetically modified tomatoes. And also the fact that genetically fragments from genetically modified foods can enter our human bloodstream and embed themselves into our DNA. So it's scary. There are no mandatory human clinical trials for GMO crops and no requirements for long-term testing of these animals. So the only way you can protect yourself is to choose organic. In addition to that, I can give you some more reasons. I could go on and on, Dr. Abel. I really could. But healthy plants and healthy animals taste better. You know, they really do. It tastes fresher and cleaner. And it's because organic food is raised in accordance with the seasons. So things just are fresher and crisper.
And appropriate for the next generation.
Absolutely. Appropriate for the next generation. And two other quick things I'd like to mention that aren't really directly linked to our health, but are for the greater good, which is what we're all, you know, trying to do, is the fact that if you eat organic and you eat local, you're supporting your community because organic farms create 21% more jobs than conventional farms. And it's honestly better for the land. Organic farmers protect the soil. They protect the water and they protect the air.
Briefly, do you feel there are any dietary choices that affect and can improve people's vision?
I mean, I really do. To be honest with you, what we eat is crucial for eye health. Diet and nutrition play a huge role. There are certain vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients that have been shown to improve our vision and they protect our eyes from sight-robbing conditions and diseases. Two really important eye nutrients that I know you know about that can reduce your risk of macular degeneration and cataracts are lutein and zeaxanthin. The best natural food sources of those two nutrients are green leafy vegetables and other green or yellow vegetables. Among these, cooked kale and cooked spinach top the list. Some other nutrients that are crucial for eye health are vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, and beta-carotene. Which you can get vitamin C from citrus fruits, berries, tomatoes, and broccoli. Nuts, seeds, and legumes are great sources of vitamin A. Carrots, pumpkin, sweet potato, and spinach are strong sources of beta-carotene. And as omega fatty acids are concerned, salmon and other cold water fish are crucial. So
also,
I really recommend five to seven servings of colorful fruits and veggies and two servings of oily fish per week.
Amy, I want to thank you for being with us today, and I love what you're saying because it's right up my alley that what you eat is what you are and what you see. And it's a pleasure to have someone of your caliber, and people can find you at nutritionhealingnow@yahoo.com. nutritionhealingnow@yahoo.com. This is The Wizard of Oz, and you can find this segment and any segment by going to RadioMD.com.